In some ways, this is part of the mystery of Mavdin.
We've had them hit the windows before, and they look so dead, and if you put them somewhere safe, after 10, 15 minutes, they can come back
to life.
So
yeah.
As well,
right? That's right. So that's in there. That's in there as well. So and obviously this one didn't even do that for the zombie. So at least was recovered enough to fly off somewhere else. So just coming into the body, coming into your senses, opening to the inner. While being aware of the reverberation of the outer. Letting our senses point both ways. Touching the outer world, touching the inner world. Seeing inwardly, seeing outwardly. Hearing inwardly, hearing outwardly. Smelling and tasting inwardly and outwardly. Being at the threshold of the strong door. Experiencing the opposites. The opposite of above and below, the stars and the earth. The opposites of left and right. Clarity and love. Taking and giving. Bridging the worlds. Bringing all to a center. Becoming the green and burning tree, feeling our roots deep down into the earth, following the roots, feeling the roots embracing the earth, being held by and somehow holding the earth. Feeling the solidity of the roots and the trunk and the branches. Feeling the green fire of the leaves. Feeling the fiery sap rising from the core of the earth. Expanding into the form of the tree, feeling your roots wrapped around the earth's core, feeling the moon at your pelvis, the sun at your heart, the stars at your throat, your crown in the mysterious place of origination. Breathing in and out, you gather the power of the root. Breathing in, you let the sap rise through all the levels of the tree. You're showering down from the crown in light and blessing to all. Touching into your deeper self, feeling the green power, feeling the warmth of the rose and the coolness of awareness, letting these energies mix in you, being the threshold, being the being who brings opposites together, being the green and burning tree. Being the magical being who brings together the green fire with the rose warmth, with the coolness of the water of awareness. Letting these energies mix in you. feeling behind you two figures, a male and a female. Mavathan and his sister Ganida. Sensing rather than seeing, for they are behind you in the place that you cannot see. You may try to glimpse them, but they are always behind you. Feel into the mystery of Mavathan and Ganida. The brother and the sister, the prophet and the wise woman, who prophesy together in the observatory in the deep forest. They are behind you. Whatever you do, they are behind you. And as you feel them behind you, somehow pressing towards you, but still always behind you, you remember the flashing images of yesterday, the falling tower and the angry king. The child arrested by soldiers. The child looking into the pool. two stone eggs hatching in darkness. A white dragon and a red dragon knotted together. Other images swim up to join them. An old man on a great white horse, changing the course of a stream. A sense of decay and breakdown. Pollution. A fountain arising from a deep place, from a wellspring. A vast woman who holds the forest in one hand and the city in the other, who walks pilgrimages across the land, and the dead wake. The planets become disordered. And the stars fall. A door and a two-faced man. A great mist. And a woman who weaves. And the winds come together. And Mervyn and Ganida are behind you.